belonging, and we've been exploring these last couple weeks the theme of belonging from the angle of the elements. So this belonging to the larger ecosystem, and the way that these four elements, or the elements practice, allows us to dissolve that sense of separation, you know, that we literally elementally belong to this world. And the last 2 weeks we worked with the earth element and the water element, and this week we'll be exploring fire, the fire element, which these days is an element that many of us may have a complex relationship with or feelings about. You know, there's a way that maybe more than any other element, we feel the both the generativity and the volatility and potential destructiveness of the elements. So we'll begin with a practice, and then we'll settle into an exploration of the many flavors of fire that are expressed around us and in us and through us. So I invite you to pause and gift yourself this precious opportunity to practice. To settle in to this earth body. Sometimes it is supportive to soften the gaze or close the eyes. To simplify by releasing the complexity of the outside world. Beginning to feel the substance of the body as it's sitting here. The touch points of where earth might be resting on earth, feet on the floor. Body supported by the solidity of the chair or the cushion. Perhaps intentionally lengthening slightly through the spine, feeling the stability and the support of the skeleton. And beginning to feel the watery quality of the body as the muscles soften and settle. the rigidity of the body released. Feeling this balance. Between strength and suppleness, earth and water, gifting yourself these next few minutes to attend to invite deeper releasing and relaxing any residual knots of tension or tightness. As you invite in this capacity for fluidity, inviting any of the frozen places in the body to thaw to whatever degree is possible, melting tension. Arriving fully and fluidly into this moment. Maybe beginning to feel the fire element expressing in the body as well. Beginning with the simple warmth or coolness. The temperature experienced on the surface of the body, the places where the skin is covered or protected, clothing or a blanket. places that might be more exposed. Perhaps feeling sense of warmth deeper in the body. The fires of digestion. Energy and movement, the life force and the beating of the heart, and the expansion and release of the lungs. This fire element that exists externally and internally. The energy of the sun warms and cools us. And the energy of the sun accumulates in the food that we eat, the bounty of the earth, the coming together of earth element, water element, fire element. This accumulation of energy and the food that nourishes our body. We're literally fueled in part by the sun. And through the miracle of digestion, this energy is accessed, utilized in the body. Dissipates in the expenditure of fuel and movement, activity. So the fire element, like the other elements, is transient, inconstant, always moving around us, through us. You might also notice the fire element in the heart. Not simply the literal beating and movement to the heart, but the metaphorical heart, the quality of warmth, perhaps expressed in care, kindness, love. You might even take a moment to recognize what touches your heart the most. What are you passionate about? What sparks your heart into movement? Into engagement with the world. And rather than getting lost in the content or the story of what sparks your heart, perhaps in this practice here, really just feeling the spark, feeling the fire element of that care. That concern, that compassion. Feeling the life energy. The movement of the fire element in and through the heart. Where do you sense the fire element within you now? the skin, the belly, the heart. The energy of the fire element flickering like flames, dancing, changing. Or maybe what you're aware of is the absence of fire, the calming, cooling, quieting of energy in the body and the heart. As we come toward the final few minutes of our practice together today, reflecting on how the energy of this fire element of this life force might be shared might be channeled in the service of the well-being of our collective human and more than human family through engaged action, through the warmth of the heart, care and concern. This energy might be channeled in a way that supports a world where all beings might live with ease, peace, health, and happiness. A world where all beings are free of the fires of suffering. May it be so. So this theme of elemental belonging this way of really expanding our sense of interconnection, or as Thich Nhat Hanh says, interbeing with the world. You know, sometimes in these complex times, it's hard to know how do we belong or how to make sense of the human community. And I think it can be so healing and nurturing and informative to really take this broader view and these foundational practices from the first foundation of mindfulness, the mindfulness of the body, the elements practice, offers us such a gift in exploring our experience and our belonging. And so the fire element, each one has such juicy teachings for us, and the fire element is often interpreted in different ways. Heat, energy, life force, we actually see this referenced in other traditions. You know, they talk about prana in yoga, life force. They talk about qi and qigong. You know, it's this energy that moves in us, and we know it in different ways. Many of them were pointed to in this guided practice. You know, the simplest is often warmth and coolness in the body, the places where, you know, often the hands, right now my hands are a little cool and my toes are a little cool, but I can feel more warmth in my core or in, you know, the parts of my body that are embraced by clothing. The fires of digestion. They often, in Ayurveda, they talk about, your digestive fires. There's often in many movement traditions, in Tai Chi, they talk about the Dantian, that core, that energy center that's right around the belly. And digestion is sort of this really beautiful coming together of the elements that we've already talked about, because earth element in the form of, food, matter, is, inside our food, there's earth and water and sun. And then inside our digestion, there's matter and there's flow and fluidity, and there's fire, there's energy that's needed to break down food, there's energy that's released from food. So it's these miracles of biology. And there's movement. So digestion is an example of movement. Fire element is often seen in every impulse to move that we have. Yeah. Susie Harrington, one of my teachers, beautifully said once, every movement is an expression of the sun. Every movement is an expression of the sun. And what have we thought about that? It's like, oh, how would that transform the movements we chose to express or put into the world? It's like, oh, this is a gift of sunshine, a smile, an embrace, a gesture of, holding a door open for someone. So those are some of the internal expressions of fire. And one of the things that the elements also reveal is this theme that we've worked with in so many ways of practicing internally and externally, witnessing what's happening in here and out in the world. And clearly, there are many expressions of fire happening in the world right now. On large and small scale. And we really see with the fire element the mix, the mix of generativity and destruction. Fire helps us cook our food. It warms our homes. There are many benevolent expressions of fire, and it is burning down hundreds of thousands of acres of our beautiful planet. Another way of thinking about fire that I've heard teachers talk about that really I find informative is fire is also an expression of our drive towards eternal growth. Bigger, better, faster, more, more, more. Electricity is actually fire. This device that I'm talking to you through is an expression of fire. All of our electronics, and talk about an expression of bigger, better, faster, more, more, more. The internet is it, right? And we could view in some ways, through the lens of our practice, these mega fires as an expression of this pressure towards more, accumulating more, extracting more, consuming more. It's a world out of balance in many ways. The fires of greed, aversion, and delusion are being expressed in the elements. We are not separate from the elements. We're expressions of the elements. We're impacted by the elements. And we, as part of the elements, impact the elements more broadly. So this energy that humans have brought into the world is actually impacting the balance of how the elements are experienced and expressed in the world. And we can also see impermanence. You know, we talked about this with, you know, the other elements as well. It's like, oh, food comes into us and it's used and it disappears. You know, if we think about the element of fire, energy, sun, it flows through us. It's not something we can hold on to as a solid state. Energy, you know, comes and goes. The fire element is transient. And part of its transience is again pointing to this teaching of how we relate to this sense of self. You know, fire element isn't me or mine. And I promised I would bring my big book, the middle length discourses of the Buddha, and I said that there's these teachings on the elements, and I thought as a sample I'd just read you this week a little bit about the fire element and how it's talked about. And this was a teaching that the Buddha was offering to his son Rahula. And he says, "What, Rahula, is the fire element? The fire element may be either internal or external. What is the internal fire element? Whatever internally belonging to oneself is fire, fiery, and clung to, that is, that by which one is warmed, ages, and is consumed, and that by which what is eaten, drunk, consumed, and tasted gets completely digested, and whatever else internally belonging to oneself is fire, fiery, and clung to." And it goes on, and, you know, it says, "Now both the internal fire element and the external fire element are simply fire element, and that should be seen as it actually is with proper wisdom, thus, this is not mine, this I am not, this is not myself." So even in that description, we hear the movement, the ephemeral nature of fire. You know, we use it, we burn, you know, we burn through it, and it burns through us, right? We age as we consume and as we are consumed. And it's not personal. And one last little reflection, and I think I'll pause. There's so much richness here. One of the other profound teachings about fire that I appreciate is fire is used as a metaphor for freedom, for liberation. And many of you have probably heard the term Nibbana in the more English version. It's from Sanskrit. It's Nirvana. You know, it's this awakened state. And one of the metaphors to describe this state is a fire going out. A translation of Nibbana is actually cooling. And so when we are not fueling the fires of greed, hatred, and delusion, and they cool, what we experience is freedom. So fire is also an interesting teacher in that way. You know, when there's a settling, a calming, and out of that calming and cooling actually can come a different flavor of fire. That fire of the heart, the fire of compassion, care, concern, connection. So one of the inquiries that I'll offer you this week, and you might talk about it in your small groups here, or you can talk about anything else that stirs you or sparks your interest related to this theme of fire. But one inquiry would be, you know, what's it like to experience the fire element without that clinging, without greed, aversion, and delusion? It's like the wholesome expression of fire. So with that, I will offer you the gift of optional breakout rooms, and you are welcome to gather with one another, enjoy your conversation, and we'll come back together for a sharing and poem. Welcome back, friends. I'll just see if there's anything that wants to be shared from your conversations. I really appreciate you naming that. And you know, one of the things that really touched me, was on a retreat, a camping retreat in August, and the land we were on, the man whose family owned the piece of land had a fire circle that he had been tending every night for 4 months. And it began as a ceremony after someone had died. So it was ceremonial. And then he continued it as a gathering place. You know, humans have always gathered around fire too. You know, the warmth, the light, the community. And he actually was holding it as his practice. And every night he slept out next to the fire, tended it so it never went out. And he said, you know, for him, it was this exploration of how to come back into right relationship with fire, to actually be in relationship with fire, because part of what's happened is we're no longer in relationship with fire. We're trying to control it. We suppress it. We channel it into all of these other forms like electricity and things, but we don't relate to it, which I thought was such an interesting perspective, you know, to have. So I really appreciate you naming that, Sandra, and would invite each of you to just explore this week. What's your relationship with fire? What do you want your relationship to be with fire? And maybe to send us off, I love serendipity when something, literally this showed up in my inbox today. And it was a reflection on tending the fires of your heart. It's from Kelly Ray Roberts. And this is a blessing that she included in her email that she wrote. With the spirit of compassion at your side, may you respond to the beckoning of your soul, toward the glow of the fireplace in your heart, toward clarity, toward expansion and grace. May you sit with the company and wisdom of the moon that lives inside you too. May you allow it to illuminate and soften the sharp edges of your worry and concerns. And may the truth of all that you discover sitting at the feet of your own wisdom reveal the depths of knowings so that you can trust what is calling you forward, what wants to be born under the stars and in the hearth of your soul. You are meant for this journey. Keep tending the fires. So maybe rather than taming fire, We need to tend it internally and externally. So, may you be well this week. Such a joy and a privilege and a pleasure to be with each of you. And we'll continue this journey next week.